Wow. So good to see you. Merry Christmas. I asked them to keep the lights a little lower, but you just look beautiful, basking in the glow. It's gorgeous, actually. So every year for Christmas Eve, I always have a little treat for the kids, a little gift for the kids. So kids, today, you get a headband over here. You can come and get it now if you want. There's like a Santa Claus headband or reindeer antlers or snowmen. So come and pick out your headband. If you want to wear it during the service, it actually helps you listen better. It's amazing. There's special headbands that help you pay attention. It totally works. Some of you adults, you're jealous. You want one, right? I know, right? I can tell. You're like, I really think I need a headband. So if there's enough, you can, yes, go get headbands. That's good. And then after the service, I have my normal treat for you, a candy cane. So you're not done getting gifts. But kids, here's what I need you to do. Are you ready? Kids, are you ready? Listen. Put your headband ears on. Yep. So every time, I need your help with my message today. Every time I say the word joy, I need you to listen. And every time I say the word joy, I want you to do this. Ha, ha, ha. Okay? Not ha, not ha, ha, and not ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Let's practice. I'm going to say the word joy. Are you ready? Joy. Wow, that's impressive. You guys are smart. So today we're going to talk about finding joy. You got to be paying attention. We're going to talk about finding what? Joy. Good job. You guys are awesome. So we're going to talk today about the fact that the J word is contagious. It is contagious, right? We see this in the Christmas story so beautifully. In Luke 2, 9 through 11, it says, "Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified." Most of us don't think of that, do we? We think, oh, la, 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 right? No, they were shaking in their boots. They were terrified when how many angels appeared? One. An angel appeared. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid," he said. That's always my favorite, when an angel appears and then says, "Hey, chill, it's all good. Don't be afraid. I'm not here to strike you dead." See, we just need to get that in our heads that when God appears, it's not to strike us. It's not to hurt us. It's to bring good news. Okay? When he sends one of his messengers, it's good news. Just want to slip that in. Then he said, "I bring you good news that will bring great joy." Adults, you really want to help with that, don't you? I can tell. You're like, I want to do it too. Okay, you have permission. Be a kid at heart today. Every time I say joy, go ha, ha, ha. Because it's fun. And we like to have fun around here. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David." Christmas is all about good news that brings great joy. I love when the adults help. That's awesome. Some of you got your ha 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 on. Man, you're totally rocking it. Christmas is about good news that brings great joy. Yeah. So I know it's hard to remember sometimes. It is really hard to remember because we get caught up. I went to the grocery store. Everybody has to go to the, if you're serving food in the next few days, you have to go to the grocery store. It was a zoo. Like, it was a zoo. And I pretty much have a high tolerance because I try very hard not to go in there thinking I have to get out in the next 5 minutes. You know, I just go in there. You've got time. You've got more time than other people. Not true, but I just tell myself that. So I can be chilled going through, because I don't want to be that person knocking people over with my buggy. You know, I just don't want to be that person. But it was a zoo. We forget that it's really about good news that brings great joy. Ha ha ha. Here's what else. I love this part. I'm 54 years old, and I just learned this week. Get ready, because it rocked me. In Luke 2, 13 and 14, it says this. So suddenly an angel was joined by a vast host of others. We're going to pause there because I looked up the word host. I've heard the scripture since I was a little itty-bitty girl. And I've always thought a vast host just means a great number of angels, right? A multitude. Some translations say a multitude of angels. I looked it up in the original Greek. You know what it actually means? The full number of angels. Exactly. That's what I said. I'm like, wait. Are you telling me that every angel in the cosmos came at that moment? Oh, I love that. The armies of heaven praising God and saying, glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Did you get that? The reason it's good news that brings joy is because the angels announced, God is happy with y'all. Yeah, he was Southern a little bit. God is happy with y'all. He loves you. He loves you. He's pleased with you. He's not a big mad guy ready to squash you. He loves you. Wow. Yep, that's good news. That brings me great joy. You guys are awesome. You're so fun. We learn from that joy. Oh, caught you sleeping. Joy is contagious. It is contagious. Brian Simmons wrote this. I think I need my glasses for this part. Ugh. It just is not fun getting old, but that's all right. For the first time, when he was talking about the angels, for the first time in all eternity, the angels actually got to see the face of God. It was the face of a baby. Bethlehem's manger was like a throne for angels to come and worship. No wonder they sang and rejoiced, for God had entered into his creation. God became one of them. That's why every angel in the cosmos said, what? Jesus is born? Are you telling me that Jesus is born? And they rushed from everywhere, from every corner of creation. They rushed in. We got to see God's face. We want to see what God's face looks like. Wow. Joy is contagious. Ha ha ha. Some of you are with it. I'm impressed. That's good. Joy is contagious. We have a little clip to show you how contagious it is.
Hope that made your day.
Yeah, you did.
Keep laughing.
When was combing through some videos because I had seen one before, but I came across this one where the guy did basically the same thing, but there was this one man who just would not catch the joy. Betty, I'm impressed. He wouldn't catch it. He had his coat on, and if this is the guy laughing, first he was like, and then the more the laughter caught on, he got further and further away. Like, no, I don't want it. Why do we fight it? I want to challenge you today to embrace the joy of the season. Now listen, I'm not saying that your life looks the way you always thought it would look. You don't have to wait until you have it all together to laugh. You don't. When you get joy from God, when you get it from the Lord, He helps you to see what's right in your life instead of just what's wrong in your life. He helps you to figure out what's worth laughing about and what's worth letting go of. I don't mean to minimize any pain that you might have this season. I understand that this season tends to bring out hurt. I really get it. If you're missing someone that you always thought would be in your life and they're no longer in your life for whatever reason, it might create some pain. But when you get the gift of the good news of a Savior, it changes everything. It changes the way you see everything. And it gives you hope. And it does give you joy. Good job. Luke, going on, Luke 2:15-16. When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. Joy creates hunger to see God. It really does. The shepherds were like, that one second they were watching their sheep, minding their own business, maybe half awake and half asleep. I don't know. If they were good watchmen, maybe not, but, you know, life happens and you get tired, right? So I'm thinking they were like, watching? Like that. And then this angel appeared and everything changed. And they went from being half asleep and half awake, walking through life, barely in touch, to, hey, we gotta go see this. We have to go see what God has told us about. It creates a hunger. When you get joy, you get a hunger to see God. And then finishing up, Luke 2:17-20. After seeing him, I love this, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, but this time they were glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Joy makes you want to share it. It does. It does, you know. I know some people say, those Christians, all they want to talk about is Jesus. It's because we found a peace. We found a joy. We found hope. And when you have that, you're not trying to shove it off on people. You're trying to share it with people. It's like if you came to my home and I had a big table full of food out, how rude would it be for me not to say, hey, are you hungry? I want to share. It's one of my love languages, sharing food with people. That's the same thing with joy. All right, you guys are good. You want to share it. The shepherds They didn't want to just go back to status quo. They were like, man, we got to tell people about this. This is amazing. They went back to watching their sheep, but they didn't. They weren't the same. They weren't the same. They shared everywhere about what had happened to them. So this month, most of you who are Oak River people know that we have been doing Finding Joy. So this has been our, good, Jerry, on top of it. So we have a picture here for the kids after the service is over. It's not over yet, but after the service is over, when you come to get your candy cane, you can pick up a picture. There are 10 places hidden in this picture that the word joy is in, okay? If you can find all 10 pictures of that word and two manger scenes, two. If you can find 10 joys and two manger scenes, you bring this back next week and I will have a surprise for you, okay? It's going to be fun. If you are a kid at heart and you really want one of those, go ahead. I think I have enough. Okay. Does anybody else like Where's Waldo? I totally still like Where's Waldo. When I go to the dentist, I'm like, where's the book? Where's the book? That's a fun thing. Well, we have Where's Joy? Yeah, you guys are awesome. Also next week, I want to tell you that we are unveiling something that we're calling 18. I really want you to be here next week because it's going to start out our new year of 2018 in an amazing way. So I hope to see you next week because I don't want to give too much of it away. But next week, 18, if you miss next week, you're going to really miss something significant to start out our new year. And then let's see. Yeah, I think that's all. I have to write down or otherwise I will forget. So if you're here today and you want joy and you don't feel like you have it as much as you would like, Jesus wants to give you a Christmas present of joy. He does. He wants you to laugh from here, not just from here. He wants you to laugh from here. And so I just want to encourage you. Jesus is amazing because you don't have to jump through hoops for him. You don't have to pass some kind of test for him. You don't have to do that. You just have to say, Jesus, I need you. I need a Savior. So I want us to bow our heads for a moment. If you need Jesus in your own way, say, Jesus, I need you. Doesn't have to be out loud. It can be in your heart or it can be out loud, whatever. And Jesus is going to give you a gift. Many, many, many gifts. A gift that is wrapped up in a lot of other gifts. Just if you say, I need you, that's it. I need you. He came as a Savior for those who know they need a Savior. So God, I pray a blessing over every person here, that their family events today and tomorrow and the weeks to come would be filled with your goodness, that your presence would be the greatest present of all in every family function. We thank you for providing a Savior for us. Amen. May your holiday be filled with joy. Ha, ha, ha. Let's just do it all together. Ha, ha, ha. All right, good. We're going to finish up with a couple of Christmas carols to sing along to. I'm going to invite the ushers to come up. For those of you who want to give a Christmas gift, an offering, or a tithe check, then they're going to be passing the buckets as we're singing Christmas carols. And I just want to say Merry Christmas. Thank you for coming, for making time for the real reason for Christmas. Amen. Be blessed.
All right. Why don't you stand with us? I know that's kind of like sit, stand up, sit down, fight, fight, fight kind of thing. When I first met Rhonda, she used to take me to church because my house didn't go to church for some odd reason. And I used to stand next to her dad, and we used to see who could sing louder. He would have this big voice. You know, he was a little guy, but he had a big voice. So that's what I challenge you to do today. Sing these songs louder than the guy or the girl next to you, okay? Because this is going to bring you some joy that you can take this home. Ready? Oh, come on.
Echoing the joyous strains. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you for coming and being a family with us today. May your day be blessed and not rushed and under pressure to wrap or cook or to eat. But just enjoy your families and each other and spread some joy out in your neighborhood. We thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Have a Merry Christmas.